96.3 WHUR, old school 90s and now. It is the Frank Ski Show. I am Nina Brown. So listen, guys, yesterday DJ Iron and I did a topic about Dwight Howard. And to be honest with you, was talking about whether or not he's a deadbeat. There were some things put on social media by two of his baby mamas and one of his sons. And I felt personally triggered. I've been in a situation growing up where I had an absentee parent. So I said some things about Dwight Howard questioning his integrity and his character. Last night, Dwight Howard called me personally and really just said I had it wrong and that there's two sides of the story. So we've got Dwight Howard on the line right now to clear the air and say his truth, speak his truth. So Dwight Howard, tell us what's true and what's not true.
Well, first I want to say thank you for the apology. You know, I'm not a person, like I told you last night, who would ever get online or go through the media and bash anybody. If you look at the history of me in the media, you've never seen me bash anybody. So I would never use any time that I have to speak any evil or ill will towards anybody. Like I told you last night, you know, I would not get on any social media, any websites or anything to talk bad about anybody. You know, I've never done that, and that's not the type of character that I have. The only thing that, you know, I will address is the issue of, you know, anybody thinking that I'm a deadbeat father. I have a child with me now. My son lives with me. So there's no way I could be a deadbeat dad if I have a son that lives with me. You know, the situation with my other son is unfortunate that a lot of things have been made public. But even before, you know, this the season started back up, he lived with me for 3 months. He stayed at my house. We woke up every morning. We worked out together. We ran together. We ate together. We did everything together. He followed me around the whole house. It was the most time that me and him have spent just like that because there was no basketball season. Mm. So, you know, a lot of the stuff that's being said, you know, I hate it, and I hate that it has to be our own, you know, our own people that's, you know, saying these things and making it seem as though I'm somebody that I'm not. I've always been a great father. Is there areas of improvement? Of course, just like there is in life with basketball, with anything that I do, I can always get better. And, you know, I've never been that type of person. I lost one of my son's moms passed away earlier this year. And, you know, I was given a responsibility to have my son with me full time. And he has really, you know, just changed my life. He's inspired me. He's one of the biggest reasons why I was able to go out there and do whatever I had to do to help this team win a championship. He had to see the right example every day, you know, so there's no way I could be this person that people are trying to say I am. You know, I have a child who's with me every day who's seeing, you know, the greatest example he could see. And, you know, I pride myself in being, you know, a good father. You know, there's always two sides to every story. But, you know, I have no reason to talk bad or say anything bad about their moms.
Why do you think they are so quick to say the stuff that they've said then, with you being such a present father? Why? What's the motive?
You know, well, that's something that, you know, I would just rather keep personal. My only concern is making sure our kids get both parents in their life. Material things, as I've, you know, witnessed for years, the material things in this world, they don't mean nothing and it don't last. But relationships and bonds and stuff like that, those things can last. And, you know, that's the only thing that I would like. You know, I would, you know, never air out any dirty laundry of anybody, my kids' moms, and reasons why, you know, they're upset. You know, at the end of the day, you know, being upset is not going to help any situation when you allow your emotions to get the best of you. And my only concern is, you know, making sure that in the state that we are in America and around the world, that our black men, our young black men are getting taught properly. You know, they're trying to, it's a war going on, you know, for our children, their minds, their spirits, and their hearts. And we got to protect them at all costs, you know. So that's the only thing that's my concern.
96.3 WHUR, old school 90s and now. This is the Frank Ski Show. We're talking a basketball great, championship, ring-wearing L.A. Lakers playing Dwight Howard. Dwight, let me ask you, have you had a chance to speak with Braylon after the social media, you know, post that he did or the response or the comment that he made?
Unfortunately, I haven't. You know, it's you know, like I said, it's a lot of things that are going on, you know, but it's personal. And, you know, I would rather keep that side of it out, you know, that my son Braylon, he knows how much I love him and care for him. Braylon has had the best life he could possibly have. He goes to the best school in Florida. You know, I've been a provider for him his whole life. Everything that he's ever needed or wanted, he's always had.
Wow.
And I would never put him in a position like that. He is my firstborn son. He has my name, and I'll always take care of him. That's where I'm at. And, you know, I want everybody
to be true to you. Be true to the father you are. Congratulations on your engagement. Congratulations on the championship. You've been going hard in the league for a long time, and you deserve every bit of the success that you've received.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
And thank you for pulling up on me, and thank you for calling me out on what you heard and just letting us know that it wasn't true and there's more to the story. And taking time today just to speak on it. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
All right, Dwight. We'll talk soon.
All right. All right. Have a good day.
96.3 WHUR sounds like Washington.
The Frank Ski Show, Nina Brown on 96.3 WHUR. The world is listening.
WHUR old school 90s, and now it is the Frank Ski Show. I am Nina Brown. So yesterday, DJ Iron and I had a conversation about Dwight Howard, and there were some social media posts put out by his baby mama saying, accusing him of ultimately being a deadbeat dad. And DJ Iron and I had a pretty passionate conversation about it. My question was, how can you be great at anything? What's your integrity, your character like as a person if you are not there for your children? And to be honest, Dwight Howard called me last night and really checked me on it. He said, it's not true. There's more to the story. And he wanted to speak his truth. We've got Dwight Howard on the line now to speak his truth, to share his side of the story. Dwight, let me ask you. I know you are currently the sole custodial parent for your son, David, who lost his mother earlier this year. How is that going? How is David doing?
Oh, man, he's doing a lot better. I know earlier during her passing, he said that this was the worst year of his life. You know, he said that, you know, why is life so hard? And you know, I looked at him, I didn't really have a lot of answers. Mm. And what that did was just made me go even harder, made me work even harder. You know, made me realize this is what means the most, is making sure that, you know, my son is always in a good place mentally and spiritually. Wow. And, you know, we spend a lot of time together. We read, we pray, we meditate. Mm. He's with me on this whole championship journey. And I don't think I don't believe if he wasn't with me, we would have won. You know, I think he was really my biggest inspiration.
Wow.
I'm happy that he got a chance to see that.
That's love and nothing but respect. Is there anything, Dwight, you would say to Braylon or his mom if you had the opportunity?
Oh, man, no matter what's going on, man, I love my son. I never disrespect his mom. One day we'll be able to get past all this toxicity. And, you know, realize that, you know, we're living in an age now where they're trying to kill off a lot of our black men. And, you know, I don't want anything to ever happen to my son. You know, he's too precious. His voice is great. He has a great mind. He's spiritually inclined. And, you know, I don't want none of his life being taken away, you know, because of, you know, toxic behavior by anybody. But, you know, I love him to death. He knows that. And he always knows that. And I'll always show him. So no fighting, no arguing. You know, we just got to put all the BS aside and, you know, focus on, you know, the kids. That's all.
I'm going to seriously pray for that, Dwight, because I can hear it in your voice that if you could not have the drama involved in these situations, you would. And even talking to you last night, I empathize with you because I can hear the pain. And just wanting to do better by your children and their moms, because it is a co-parent situation. So I'm going to pray for this situation.
Thank you. We got to pray for everybody. You know, we got to raise our vibration. You know, 2020 has been a crazy year. But yeah. Things can and they will turn around, but it starts with our mindset. And
Amen.
This has been a crazy year. It started out as one of the worst years, but I think it's going to turn out great for all of us, but we just have to be able to change our mindset. We got to be able to change how we view things, how we speak, how we act, and how we treat each other. You know, so instead of me responding out of hate to anybody, I'm going to keep responding out of love, because there's no need for that. There's too much negativity and hate going on around our world. And somebody just died yesterday. People keep getting killed all over the place. Shootings happening every day.
Yep.
So instead of bringing more negative issues out, we need to speak positivity to each other.
That's a word.
So, you know, like I said, you know, I love my kids. I'm not mad at anybody for speaking any negative thing on me, because, you know, where would they get any other information from besides what they see and read on the internet? So I understand that. And, you know, I'm going to continue to pray for those who speak bad upon my name and pray for my enemies. And, you know, you got to love everybody regardless.
Dwight Howard, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today, to speak your truth. I know you don't do interviews. We appreciate the exclusive interview here on WHUR. And I just want to tell you, continue to be who you are, to live your truth, to be the father that you know to be. And we're going to keep praying for you.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
It's 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington. Frank Ski.
Hold it down. Nina Brown. The Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown on 96.3 WHUR. The world is listening.